You are listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production.
Welcome to Two Peas on a Podcast. These current events and hot topics aren't going to talk about themselves. And now, here are the two Peas, Andy and Gerald.
What's up, brother?
Do you want to get next to me?
Welcome on in.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what that... Do you try to talk to me with your music?
Well, we're getting sexy and rock and roll today, brother.
Scott Weiland.
What the hell?
What a great band.
Where have
Love
you been?
These guys.
What the hell is going on, brother? This is... What is this?
What?
I don't even know.
What are we doing here?
What is that? This is episode 71 of
71.
Peas on a Podcast, I believe.
Yes. We've been off for a couple weeks.
I've missed you so much. It's been solo P not on a podcast lately. I don't know where the hell you've been, brother. I need you.
Yeah.
You got to bring it around. So episode 71. Okay. STP opening us up there with the sexy type thing.
Man, that's a great band.
Interesting name for a tune.
But, I remember when... I
love that song, man.
What was our first album called?
Core.
I remember when Core came out. I have it on cassette tape.
Yeah, absolutely.
Had it on cassette tape.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
I remember...
I wanna run through your wicked goddamn...
I was a senior in high school when that came out. I remember I skipped school to go get that compact disc.
Really?
When it came out. It was just for that one song.
And, for which song? For Plush?
For Sex Type Thing was the original
single.
The first single off the album. And I remember... Cedric, a buddy of mine, and myself skipped school to go get the CD.
Really?
Because we were into the whole grunge movement.
Were you?
And they were a new band, so it was like, oh man, there's somebody new we could listen to.
Yeah.
We've already done all the Nirvana and Pearl Jam and all that stuff. Let's get somebody new in here. And they kind of had that kind of... It was almost like Nirvana and Pearl Jam kind of meshed.
Yes.
They had both elements of both, kind of.
Yeah, they're unique.
And we went and got that. But yeah, welcome back.
It's good to be
I'm happy
here.
To have you here. So we're doing episode 71, I
71.
Think.
71.
It's been so long, I fucking honestly don't know. I think
Who
it's
knows what it is. 71. That feels good. I like 71.
I think it's 71.
You're 71,
and,
right? You're about 71.
Roughly. I'm 70. I'm not 71 yet. Okay. Don't make me older than I am.
So sorry.
It's tough enough as it is, brother. So what's going on, man? It's been a few weeks, right?
Yeah, it's been
Since
a few weeks. Hey, guess what?
What do you got going on in your life?
Guess what? Guess who I met the other night?
Hopefully not Trump.
No, I didn't. I keep calling him. I keep tweeting at him. He doesn't want to talk to me.
Fair enough.
I think he listens to the show.
Fair enough.
And
I fucking hope not.
Because we mention him so much, he has to listen.
I hope not. He has to listen to something when he's performing.
A name drop radar. When he hears his name go off, he's like, I got to listen to it.
Those guys talked about me.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
But I was at doing the coffee shop thing when we did the Love God Now at Oasis. And
yes.
Ashley...
Oh,
Ashley
yes.
comes by.
I remember, yes.
Yes. From, what's her podcast, Rabbit Ears?
Rabbit Ears.
Yeah,
yes.
She comes by, and as soon as she walked in the door, her big, beautiful smile just lit up the room, and I
she's
knew
great.
Exactly who it was right away. We had a great conversation.
Awesome.
She is a wonderful lady.
What did you guys talk about? Did you talk about God?
We talked about you.
Oh, shit. That's not even close. Okay, no. So you talked about
We talked about Love God Now as a mantra, as a movement, as a reminder to recognize the beauty and the miracle of each moment, and she had some great input, some great things
did
to
she
say.
Talk like during the thing or afterwards?
Well, we both.
It was kind of like an open discussion.
It's like a round table.
Oh, I got you, okay.
A round
That's too much work for me, brother.
Yes.
I was going to come. You remember I told you?
Yeah, you told me.
I was going to come. I couldn't make it prior to the start time, and I don't really like showing up late. I'm weird about that.
Are you weird?
So I probably wouldn't have gotten there until like 7:30, so I was like, I'm not going to go to this one.
Yeah.
But first of all, you got to find out if they have beer, because I have no offense to you, but I mean, if I'm going to listen to somebody talk about God, I got to get sloshed.
They have this thing that my good friend Derek, we call him Chef, he really loves this thing called, is it kombucha?
Kombucha, yeah, but I don't think that's alcoholic.
I thought it had alcohol in it.
They might make some with alcohol, but we sell that at my establishment
as well.
And it's kind of like a
organic. People love it now, yes.
It's like an organic root beer, kind of.
Okay.
I don't think there's any alcohol in it. There's not any at my work, but they may make some with alcohol. I'm not sure, but
what if I give you like
psychedelic? Let me put it to you this way:
what about psychedelic drugs?
That'd work, sure. Just anything to kind of get me there with God. You know what I mean, brother?
Okay.
I need a little boost. You know,
got
what I'm
it.
Saying? But anyway, find that out, and then I'm definitely gonna come hear you chat there, brother.
Yeah, man. June. So, I want to say June 7th is the next one.
So for me, not a lot going on. I did go back to the Alamo.
You did
the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah, you love that place. That's like your place now.
My home away from home. But I went there last night. They did a special screening of A Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warriors.
Okay, is that you like that one? Huh?
Probably my favorite, except for maybe the original.
Okay,
but yeah, great man. Yeah.
Dream Warriors. Is there someone in the dream like fighting him?
Dude, yeah, Patricia Arquette. Dude. Okay. One of her first movie roles. Lawrence Fishburne.
I haven't seen any of the nightmares.
Oh, have you? No. I'm a big Freddy kind of fan, and he's one of my.
You look a little like Freddy.
Thank you so much. I think. I think Michael Myers is probably my favorite horror icon, but then Freddy's a very close second.
Freddy's
got that charisma. He's so funny. He just always, right before he kills you, he just gives you the best joke, so you kind of die laughing, you know? Like, that was good, Freddy. I'm done.
Aw, what a way to go.
So anyway.
What a way to go.
But, you know, I've just been kind of working and chilling and missing you, brother. So we're back here.
I had a great couple last weeks. My wife got a new job.
Oh, really? Yeah, tell me about that.
She's going to a different school now. She's going to be a teacher at a Montessori school. You know the Montessori schools?
I do know that.
She's going to be a teacher at a Montessori school. Yeah, it's cool. It's good. I mean, it's their vision or the way they go about things is really cool. It's child-centered learning. Every child is given the attention. She said, it's a preschool. It's a Montessori preschool.
Okay.
So what blew her mind is she walked into the preschool and it was quiet.
Yeah,
quiet, no crying.
My mind as
and
well.
She's watching these 2 and 3 year olds like make their own snacks and wash their own dishes. And I'm talking, I mean, this is a great program. So she's excited about that. My daughters are getting out of school in about a week. So we're going into the summertime where it's going to be driving daddy crazy.
Right, right, right.
It's time.
Well, for me, just been chilling. And like I said, been missing you. But let's get into episode 71.
You want to do it? You want to get into it?
Gerald is here.
Andy. It's across from Gerald.
And he's here. We're
in La Casa.
We're going to discuss the topics of the week, brother.
The week. What's been going on this week?
Well, the last couple weeks, really, because if people listen to our show and they get the news from our show, which...
they have no idea what's going on.
Which the aforementioned Ashley actually does that. She told me she catches up on the news.
She told me that as well. I was like, really?
So,
so sad.
So
and exciting at the same time. And, you know, it's an honor to give you your news.
With that being said, they're out of the loop if they get it from us because we haven't been... we haven't given them anything.
Found out recently that Vegas has a hockey team and they're like going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, I don't...
Vegas has a hockey team. What is the hockey doing in Vegas? It's the desert.
Yeah, I don't...
God bless
America. Follow
America.
Hockey, really?
Yeah.
All right, so to get us started, first thing we're going to talk about. So what we're doing our entertainment bookend here, but I got to get into this because it happened about a week ago and we need to do a show. What's with this Laurel or Yanni?
Someone sent viral. It to me and I listened to it. I just hear Laurel.
All right, let's
okay, we're going to play.
Spill
the beans.
For anybody that's under a fucking bridge, or like I said, anyone that listens to our show who doesn't know what's going on because they only get it from us.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a thing that went viral where there's a audio recording of a male's voice saying apparently both Laurel and Yanni.
Yeah.
And it's went viral because it's like, what do you hear? And the nation is basically split. Like half people hear this and half people. So here it is.
Okay.
Laurel. Laurel.
What do you hear?
Laurel every time.
Laurel.
I hear Laurel too.
Every time. Now here's the thing.
Now, if you hear Yanni,
you
need to get yourself checked.
No. This is wonderful. You know what? People think this is kind of silly, and it is kind of silly. But the fact is, this is a great lesson in perspective. You hear through your auditory device called your ears.
Okay.
And and we each have our own perspective, and we each have our own auditory devices. You know what the thing is? I actually heard a scientist talk about this.
Yeah.
It's the level
of decibels.
It's two
or
different
whatever.
Levels. It's how high you can hear.
You know what I heard someone say? What? And I was like, oh, well, that makes fucking complete sense. And somebody said, the older you are, the more likely you are to hear Laurel.
You know
and
why?
And I'm like, well, no because shot that I'm going to hear Yanni, then I'm fucking prehistoric.
Well, that makes sense because Yanni is the higher pitch, and over time, you lose your high-pitched ear. Like, I listened to a lot of loud music when I was young, and I used to go to bed with my ears ringing.
Yeah,
so I've lost the high pitch. I can't hear a lot of high pitches.
So listen, tweet at us if you hear Yanni, because I got to figure out what you're all about.
But I mean, dude, this is a great lesson. Person. Like, the fact that this could have the potential to divide people is ridiculous.
You know what? I think my wife played it. on her phone the other night for our son, and I want to say he heard Yanni.
Because he can hear that high decibel.
But, and did you see Yanni, the new age musician, tweeted?
He couldn't hear himself.
He tweeted, he's like, I hear Yanni every time, personally.
Yanni.
I was like, Yanni getting in on it. Come on.
But I mean,
all right,
it's wonderful. It's perspective.
Laurel, Yanni. I hear Laurel. Whatever. If you hear Yanni, I don't know. I guess I still like you. Okay. I'm a fan, dude. A big fan of Jennifer Aniston, as I know you are as well, from Friends.
Oh, yeah, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am.
I had a huge crush on her. Honestly, still do.
The Rachel. Did you have the Rachel when you were younger?
The haircut. The Rachel. I don't have any hair, so.
I'm sure there was a time in your life you had hair.
No. Well, as a child, but she wasn't around yet.
6 or 7, you're the bald guy.
I was doing Rachel.
Yeah. The Rachel was a thing, man. People had her hairstyle. That was a thing.
So listen, I got a good buddy over there that does Netflix and Swill Dan, and also Caleb over there. So I'm pretty sure they're aware of this, but maybe no one else is. Jennifer Aniston. And let's see, what's the, let me find the, Tig Notaro, which is a female comedian.
Okay.
Those two actresses have signed on with Netflix to do a new series called First Ladies.
Okay.
And it's going to, I think it's going to be good, actually. It sounds really intriguing, and I kind of want to check it out. Plus, I'm a big Netflix junkie. I love when they put out new shows. I give almost all of them a chance. But the premise of the show, let's see here, it says it's billed as a political comedy. It will follow the power couple as they enter the White House to prove that behind every great woman is another great woman.
Oh, that's wonderful. So I love that tagline.
So basically,
or that tagline.
Hey, I see what you did there. So basically, Jennifer Aniston is going to be the president.
Okay. I'd vote for her.
The first, she got my vote, brother.
That didn't take long, did it?
Maybe we'll make America great again, no doubt. Let's see. So Jennifer Aniston is going to be the first female president, and Tig is going to be her lesbian partner.
Wonderful.
So they obviously would be the first lesbian couple in the White House, first gay couple in the White House.
Yeah.
And it's a political comedy, so I think that's good. In today's day and age, man, let's make people laugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's getting ridiculous.
I think we could use a couple women in the White House.
Absolutely.
Like powerful women. You know what I mean?
Sure, why not?
You
know? So anyway, that's coming to Netflix. It says here, actually it doesn't say when it's coming, but I believe it's in 2019. They'll be
2019? We got to wait that long for it?
It's only like 8 months.
Still.
You can do it.
I live in the moment. All right, dude. Now, brother.
All right, dude. So we're doing our dinner table book in here. So we are huge. Well, if I had to flip a coin, I would say you're probably more of a fan, but I'm also a giant fan of Mr. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yes.
And we've discussed that in depth on the show before.
I like Justin. And another woman that could take you by my...
I knew you were going to sing something. You know what you need to start doing? You need to start letting me guess what song you're going to sing.
Okay.
I didn't know you were going to do that one. I thought you might do Sexy Back or something like that.
Ah.
So listen, so what's cool about this is the story went viral last week because he's on his tour right now for his new
Man of the Woods
album. Man of the Woods. And coming around here in a few
I'm
months,
a
actually.
Man of the Woods, that's my pride.
But it went viral because over Easter weekend, a young lady got her grandmother and her tickets to go see Justin in their hometown.
Wonderful.
And her grandmother's 88 years old. And
88, rocking to Justin.
Is a huge fan of Justin.
He transcends age, brother.
So she's even a little older than I am, and she's a big fan of his.
Not much.
So anyway, the video of her getting her tickets went viral, and he got wind of it.
She was all like, oh, Justin.
Yeah, exactly.
Very emotional.
And he got wind of it and saw the video and invited her backstage to the show. He gave her a shout out on stage.
On stage during, he said, where are you?
And then he invited her backstage. They had a little meet and greet. He signed autographs. She leans over to him. She goes, Justin, do you think Jessica would mind if I kiss you on the cheek?
Yeah. Nice.
And Justin said, no, she won't mind. And then as she's kissing him, she's like, don't tell her.
Now, what do you think? Okay, I'm a super fan. I'm a JT super fan.
Yeah.
What do you think if this whole thing happened to me and we were backstage and I leaned over and I said, hey, Justin.
Dude, you'd be arrested.
What do you think? You think Jessica would mind if I kiss you on the cheek?
He'd probably let you.
Yeah, you think
you're a charismatic guy.
I'm a charismatic.
Now, if I said it, I'm being carried out in the damn thing that Hannibal Lecter had.
With the mask.
You know, they got me on a hand truck, rolled me out. You know, I look like a fucking serial killer.
I just wanted to kiss him on the cheek.
I'm just a fan, guys. I'm going to throw money over the fence when I get home. So anyway, a big JT fan. I thought that was a really sweet story.
Dude.
I just wanted to mention that.
JT, man. I mean, I want to hug him. I just want to give him a hug. That's it.
That was one of the...
Just a hug. I don't even need a kiss on the cheek. I just want to hug him.
Just hug you. You met him in a restaurant, though. You had your opportunity to hug him.
I don't think I could have at that point.
Yeah, don't hug him in a restroom.
Yes, no. He was waiting for the restroom.
Oh, okay. That's definitely over the line.
That was post-Justified. Man, that was a good time.
Man of the Woods.
Man of the
Woods. Let's see. Oh, I got a sad one here. I got a sad one here, and then I'll just ask you a quick question because we have some comic book nerds that listen to the show here. So rest in peace, Margot Kidder.
Okay.
Actress Margot Kidder, dead at the age of 69.
69, that's young. The
cause of death is currently unknown. So obviously, Kidder is most famous for portraying Lois Lane.
Lois Lane.
Alongside Christopher Reeve in the Superman films in the 70s and 80s. Christopher Reeve, to this day, in my opinion, just the greatest Superman on film. And
because I grew up in that time period, to me, he is Superman.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what Superman looks like, and every other one is just trying to look like him.
Exactly.
Like, that's what Superman looks like.
Exactly.
Superman's Christopher.
Ironically, Brandon Routh was probably the closest depiction to that. He was in Superman Returns.
Okay, yeah.
But maybe 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
And then forget it with Henry Cavill. I'm just not a big fan of Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
The guy that's been Superman recently.
Yeah, I haven't seen those. But Christopher Reeve, that Superman do you think that's the very first... Because it's pre-Batman, even. Is that the very first huge superhero franchise?
I'd say so.
What, 7 movies?
On the silver screen, I'd say so. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're still making
superhero franchise. Yeah,
I mean, Superman. You know, DC is taking a beating by Marvel. Obviously, I mean, Marvel is just owning that niche.
Saw Infinity War pretty recently. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I mean, they just really are. Yeah, good. Black Panther was great. I mean, they're just know how to do it.
They've hit their stride. We are living in the time of Marvel
and DC.
It's almost like back in the early '80s. That was the time of Star Wars. We are living now in the time of Marvel.
Exactly. Yeah. And DC's kind of unfortunately in a situation where they're playing catch up and they just can't capture that magic in my opinion.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was great, but aside from Wonder Woman, I can let you borrow it if you like. I have it on.
You do. My wife wants to see that.
Yeah, I can let you borrow,
and she'll never watch a superhero movie with me. But she grew up watching Linda Carter. Linda Carter.
Yes,
she grew up watching that one. She's like, I want to watch Wonder Woman. I was like, yeah, we're gonna watch a superhero movie together. Yeah,
that's a good movie. Chris Pine's in that. That's a good flick.
I'm gonna get her with those golden ropes. I'm gonna get her tying me up.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you should tell her, hey, if you're gonna watch Wonder Woman, we gotta come in costume, brother. We're gonna sit around here and watch superhero movies in our normal clothes. But that was a good flick. But I mean, you know, they just kind of playing catch up now. Batman is my all-time number one, right?
Who's your favorite Batman? We've talked about
Michael Keaton. Okay, no fucking question. On screen, no fucking question.
I'm Batman.
But Christopher Nolan's trilogy was good with Heath Ledger. The Dark Knight is probably the best superhero movie ever made.
The second one, that was wonderful.
Did that right, you know what I mean? Even The Dark Knight Rises with Bane, got some flack, but people were expecting it to be The Dark Knight. That's the fucking greatest superhero movie of all time. You're not going to be able to do
that. I did a wedding this past weekend, and their first dance was Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
Oh, that's awesome. From Batman Forever. Yeah.
Batman Returns.
Is it Returns or Forever?
No, Returns.
Okay.
Yeah, not Forever. Yeah.
Let me ask you. So Margot Kidder, Lois Lane. So what do you think, are they ever going to be able to recapture, because you know Amy Adams just did Lois Lane.
Yes.
Are they ever going to be able to recapture that Christopher Reeve, Margot Kidder magic?
I think they will be able to recapture a magic, but not that magic. And the problem is you can't try and recapture the magic.
It just happens.
You can't create.
Right.
You know what? Let's create that magic again. No, that was them at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of the problems you fall into is you're trying to recreate. Like, well, let's recreate Superman in the Christopher Reeve style. Exactly. No, I mean, that's gone.
Yeah.
Make a new one.
What can you do with it? Right, right. I feel that.
What can you do?
Margot Kidder, ironically, of course, it's a tragedy that she passed on. I kind of equate it to a little bit Carrie Fisher because she was just Lois Lane.
She's Lois.
I mean, period.
She's Lois.
And Carrie Fisher was Princess Leia.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, of course they both did other things, but that's just...
Yes.
With such, you know, the comic book and the Star Wars fan base, I mean, that is a universe in itself, brother. Mm-hmm. No pun intended. I mean, that's just a community of just hundreds of thousands of people. That is their Lois Lane, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Margot Kidder, even though it was 30, 40 years ago.
Was she in all the movies? Was she in all seven of them?
In all the ones alongside Christopher Reeve. I don't think it was seven with him. I think he did maybe four or five.
Really?
Yeah, I think. Don't quote me on that. I want to say Christopher Reeve was Superman in maybe five films.
Really? Who was it after? I didn't see the ones with him after.
It was on hiatus for a long time.
Okay.
And then when it came back, I don't have the IMDb in front of me, but when it came back, I want to say it was Brandon Routh like maybe 10 years ago.
Okay, cool.
So there was like a
10, I thought Christopher Reeve made more than that, but he made only four.
I want to say he made five. I want to say Superman 4 was like the last one he did.
Okay.
I think. I could be wrong.
The Quest for Peace.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that with Richard Pryor, right?
Yeah.
That was good, yeah. I want to say that was four or five.
With the sun dude. With the sun guy. With the sun
guy. We have a lot of film buffs that listen to the show, so they're probably sending retractions as we speak.
But I think that's wrong.
I think he was at five. Okay, listen. You ever watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine over on the Fox Network?
No, I don't. My brother loves that.
Did you see all the drama with this?
I haven't.
Unfolded in the last couple weeks? I've seen the link. Can you see it? So, okay, well, here's what happened. So, about a week ago, Brooklyn Nine-Nine got canceled by Fox.
Andy Samberg's
on it. A lot of great actors are on it. It got canceled by Fox.
Okay.
Just a giant uproar by fan community, myself included.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular show.
It's a very kind of popular show, not ratings-wise, but just a very, like a cult following.
Yes.
And, you know, Fox is like, sorry, you know, doesn't have enough views. We're going to bring in some new shows.
Fresh Fox. Blood. Am I right? Sure, am I right, guys?
Everybody's
guys?
Like, all right, whatever.
I'm all right.
So what happened is, not even 24 hours later, NBC rescued the acclaimed but low-rated comedy Brooklyn Nine-Nine a day after Fox canceled it, which came from a fan outcry on social media. The series is wrapping up its fifth season on May 20th. Which just happened this past week. It will return for 13 new episodes But likely won't resurface until early next year.
Okay. Look at NBC swooping in.
So NBC saved it. You said you didn't watch it, though.
No, my brother loves it.
It's a great show, man. Yeah, they also canceled Last Man on Earth, which my wife and I watch as well.
Okay.
And that's the one with Will Arnett, I believe. And okay. He's well, the Last Man on Earth.
Will Arnett's amazing. Yeah, I love Will Arnett.
But, you know, this happens all the time. They cancel shows. People get upset about it.
Swooping in.
And then every once in a while, Hulu or Netflix will save
I'm not an Uber nerd, and I watch this... this after the fact because I watched the DVD box set and then I watched the movie. Right. But this reminds me of Firefly. Firefly was this huge sci-fi show. And when I watched it, I was like, I know why. I just love this show. It's Bill. The guy who directs, he directed a bunch of superhero movies as well.
What?
I don't know this guy's name. If you know it out there, tweet
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry, but I know Nathan Fillion was on the show.
Yeah. But it was a great, and then it came out, they came out with another movie, Serenity, to end it. But the same thing, it was this huge fan following, huge uproar when it got canceled. Same thing.
Yeah. Netflix, another shout out to Dan and Kalem. I'm going to be going on their show to talk about the revival of Sense8, which is one of my, you know Sense8, right? You said you watched the first one.
The Wachowskis.
So they, yeah. So they canceled that. And there was a giant fan outcry from that, including my daughter, who was like just the biggest proponent of that. She's the one that got me to watch it.
Really?
And I loved it as well, and so did my wife. But they canceled it after two seasons. So what Netflix did after everybody was just like canceling subscriptions, like screw you guys.
Nah, I'm done with Netflix.
You know? So what they decided to do is they did a 2-hour finale movie.
Yeah, which that's what they did with Firefly. They made the movie Serenity to end it.
And that comes out, I think, on June 8th, I believe, on Netflix. And I'm going to be going on their show to talk about it. I'm very excited about that because I love Sense8.
Tie it up.
But anyway, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, rescued by NBC. Look for it to come back next year. 13 new episodes. So if you're a fan of that show, you get to continue the dream there. I got a couple just little things I want to mention real quick. Okay. Well, actually, let me just ask. Okay. Did you see any of the royal wedding... coverage.
I actually did. Now,
here's the thing. In your household?
I love weddings.
Yeah.
And the church was beautiful. I love the church. I don't know what church they got done in. It's like a famous one.
Who
like,
knows?
It's like Notre Dame or something.
It's like the Pope's house. I mean, who knows?
But it was a beautiful church.
Notre Dame.
It was a beautiful service. I don't know.
They got married at Notre Dame in Rome.
Yes.
That's not accurate. But go ahead.
That's right, because, I mean, they're with the Church of England, so that's the Anglican Church. That's a different church. That's not the Vatican.
Who knows? They get married at Big Ben for all I know. Wow, I don't know. So sad. I didn't watch any of it. That's my point. Wow. But go ahead.
But I thought it was beautiful.
She's beautiful, though, right? Meghan Markle?
Beautiful.
Dude, she hot or what?
Yeah. Beautiful.
She's a beautiful person. Yeah, she is.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just another wedding to me.
Well, that's not just another wedding, brother. I saw it cost $45 million for that wedding. Did you see that?
Wow.
$45 million, brother. I wonder how much they paid the DJ.
You want to get on that?
We can give him a little discount, right? Yeah. I don't need to drop that.
I actually talked to Becky about that because, you know, if you don't know out there, that Gerald and I both DJ.
Yeah.
But I talked to how much pressure would you be under to DJ?
Dude, I'd be playing Sir Elton John the whole time. Make sure they're into it.
Here's how it came up. We were on listening to the radio, and I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston came on.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I play this at almost every wedding. I love this song.
Yeah, of course.
And she said, oh, they played it at the royal wedding. That was one of their requests.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some that are universal that you'd be.
I want to dance with somebody.
You know, Prince, Whitney, Michael. I mean, who's not going to? I don't care if you're royalty or not. You're going to dance that shit. Exactly. Michael's royalty. It's the king of pop, brother. That's you better fucking get him to dance that.
He's the king, dog.
Throw some Elvis too.
Did you watch?
You know what? I didn't watch any of it. First of all, it starts like 4 a.m. Who the fuck's getting up to watch? I know people did. I saw online, but it's like the coverage is like 4 a.m. because of the time difference here for us is 4 a.m. I don't know. I watched some of the clips after. Yeah. She was a very beautiful bride.
He was very handsome.
The memes were hilarious, some of the memes that came out for it. But her dress got all tangled. One of my favorites, I'll just tell you real quick. Her dress got all tangled up on the steps, you know, like the train on it. And somebody put a meme of that, and they said, well, I can see who is the fashion designer for her dress, the same person that invented the earphones for the iPhone. Because they're all tangled up. It's got the tangled up earphones right next to her dress.
Nice.
I mean, it's like an epic thing that doesn't happen very often. But I don't know. Unfortunately, I just don't care. I don't know why. Is that bad?
No, I mean, it's a wedding.
I just don't care.
It's a wedding. It's a wedding.
I mean, what would this be the equivalent of in America? I mean, it would be like if our president wasn't married and he had a wedding.
I guess so. Well, no, we don't have that. We don't have kings and queens.
Well, of course not. We don't.
Gerald, I don't want to shock
except
you.
Except for the aforementioned Michael Jackson.
But we don't have
Jackson.
Kings and queens.
All right. I think that's... last thing I want to mention real quick because we were talking about Batman. So did you see Michael Keaton gave his commencement speech to the graduating class at Kent State University?
I did.
It was a great speech, but at the very end, you saw it? At the very end, I might insert a clip of him doing it. But at the very end, he just says, you know, I just got two more words. I know it's been a long speech, but I got two words I want to say I want to leave you guys on. I'm Batman. He walks away. That was classic. He is my Batman. What do you think?
Michael Keaton is wonderful.
What do you think? On screen? I mean, he's the...
Oh, yes.
We're talking about
it came out when I was like probably 9 or 10 years old. So I remember watching it in the theater. I remember buying the VHS tape and watching it over and over again. I mean, that was one of the... I'm thinking about it. Hold on, let me think about it. Besides Star Wars, Batman was one of the movies for me growing up. That was one of the
franchises.
Movies.
Right.
Yes. Speaking
of Star Wars, when are you seeing Solo? Comes out tomorrow.
ASAP, brother. ASAP.
You want to go with me to see it at Alamo next week?
I would love to go see it.
Are you going
to
see it before that?
I don't have time for this stuff.
I'm not fucking with you right now. I'll go see it next week if you want at the Alamo. I'll see what night I'm off.
Yeah, we'll see.
Why are we doing that on the show? I want witnesses that you're going to hang out with me outside of the podcast. You guys heard that. He said he's going
to
be
at the Alamo. I would love to see it.
All right. Well, let me talk to the old lady. I think she wants to see it too. Okay. I got to tell her I'm going with my boyfriend as opposed to my wife. Uh-oh. Let's see what she says. All right. So let's take a quick break, Andy. And then when we come back, we will get into our one deep topic, you know, not a ton of crap happened in the last couple of weeks, but something that we have become way too familiar with did. And then, of course, is another school shooting. So we're going to discuss that as best we can. We'll come back and get into that, Andy, right after this quick promo break. Stay tuned.
Sounds good.
Hey, my name's Paul, and I'm not an animal expert.
I'm Donna, and I'm not an animal expert either.
And together we do a podcast about animals called Varmints.
Every week we pick an animal, do a bunch of research on it, and bring you some interesting facts about that animal.
But we don't stop there. We talk about that animal in movies, TV, and other pop culture.
And we talk about whether or not that animal would make a tasty dish, and how intelligent we think it is on the scale of 1 to 10.
It's exactly like one of those fancy PBS nature documentaries.
Except with more poo jokes.
New episodes go live every Thursday wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Or you can visit us at blazingcariboustudios.com.
Varmints! Varmints!
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill."
Welcome back in, guys. Episode 71, Two Peas on a Podcast.
Two Peas.
Kind of giving away a little bit, I guess, what we're going to get into here, Andy.
That is a Johnny Cash, man. Like, he reminds me of a dark Elvis. You like Elvis. I know your dad liked Elvis
absolutely.
A lot. But Johnny Cash, just he has that kind of, hey, how you doing? And, you know, kind of a fun, cool style. But he's just, he's able to reach in. He's the Man in Black. He's able to reach into the darkness.
Yeah.
And songs like this, I believe, just, I don't know, he's able to do that. He's able just to tap into the dark part of humanity, which is kind of what we're going to talk about today.
And you're right. And this is obviously not the topic, but, you know, Johnny Cash is that kind of artist, you know, like Folsom Prison Blues, A Boy Named Sue.
Sunday Morning?
Sunday Morning. Yes. Don't Take Your Guns to Town. Uh-huh. I mean, just... kind of, I don't know if taboo is the right word, but just kind of like hard issues.
Especially at a
issues.
Time. What do you think? Was this 60s?
Yeah.
70s, 60s and 70s. When he came out, I mean, there's not a lot of access to this type of material.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, he just, I just think he's wonderful.
Right. I do too. And I don't like a lot of country music, but a Johnny Cash for
Johnny Cash is love just, him. I mean, this is.
He's just Cash. He's not even country. He's just.
He's Cash.
He's whatever he is.
Yes. Okay. It's so cool when, you become a genre unto yourself.
Right, exactly. And he's one of the, probably on one hand I could count, artists that have really been able to do that.
Cash. He's Cash.
Okay, look, man. So, listen, let me just tell you.
Okay.
I want you to kind of lead the discussion a little bit because I don't know what direction I want it to go in. Honestly, the direction I want it to go in is to not be happening.
Yeah.
But let me just put it to you this way. Let me tell everyone what happened just for whatever reason, in case they maybe don't know. There was another school shooting. This one was in Santa Fe, Texas at Santa Fe High School.
Okay.
Let's see here. A 17-year-old student dressed in a trench coat and armed with a shotgun and revolver barged inside a classroom at his high school and opened fire, killed 10 people, and terrorized hundreds more. 2 teachers and 8 students were killed in the shooting at Santa Fe High School. 13 people were injured, according to the FBI. So, I got a little information on the suspect here, too. I don't know if you want to get into that specifically or not.
Give us the information if you have it. Go ahead and give us what you have.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to pronounce this correctly. I'm so sorry. But the murder suspect has been identified as Demetrius Porgatis, I believe. Porgatis.
Okay.
And they were seeking to gain access to his cell phone and computer. He had no criminal record. The only disturbing kind of warning sign that they were able to find was on his Facebook page. He was wearing a t-shirt that had the words "Born to Kill" on it. That's the only really kind of quote warning sign they were able to find. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he kind of fit the profile.
Yeah, the
if
students,
you will.
They interviewed a couple of the students. Yeah, they said that he said he kept to himself.
Yeah, exactly.
He said he wore a trench coat a lot, but you can't, I mean, you don't want to just say like everyone who wears a trench coat is evil.
Exactly. So a couple of students were interviewed, like you said, eyewitnesses, yeah. And they said, quote, he wears a trench coat every day. It's like 90 degrees out here. We never knew why he did, but he always wears it. They also claimed that he was a victim of bullying, mm-hmm. not just by other students. Quote, he's been picked on by coaches before for smelling bad and stuff like that. And he doesn't really talk to very many people either. He generally keeps to himself, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dude, here's what I'm going to tell you real quick. And I don't know if this is going to be frowned upon by you or anybody else, but I rolled over. This happened early in the morning. I want to say this was like 7:30 or 8 in the morning. So school had just started or people were just arriving at school when this happened.
Okay.
It was on like a Thursday or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I rolled over, you know, I get the alerts on my phone with certain like breaking news or whatever.
Okay.
And I saw it on my phone. And at the time, they didn't know how many people were killed. It was just like, you know, there's been a school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, you know, police on the scene or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest with you, I just rolled over, went back to sleep.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even like, I mean, of course it sucked, but I was just like, okay. You know, yeah. It's been, what, a month since the last one?
Yeah.
And in Florida. And, you know, here we are again. So I just want all of our listeners to know that, believe me, the format that we have on the show is current events, and we do a one deep topic, which is typically the biggest story of the week. So I just want people to know, I don't want to be talking about this. And I know, yeah. I don't think you want to either, because even when you came over this morning, you're like, we got to talk about this again, don't we? Yeah. You know, and it's just kind of like, quote, our job for the podcast.
Yeah.
But this is the worst thing that we've ever covered on the show is when we have mass shootings.
Yeah.
Vegas hit me really hard. We talked about the Florida one just a little over a month ago. We've talked about Newtown before. Of course, that happened before we had the show. You can even go back to Columbine, mm-hmm. 20 years ago,
yeah.
when it was really the first like real big one. So how did you feel? Because I just felt like it's just like waking up and looking at the weather at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but like I see it and I go, okay, it's going to rain today. Like it's the same shit to me.
I think for me, the same way, a certain level of acceptance is set in with, and I think that's, you asked me, you know, where do you want this discussion to go today? And I think one of the central things that I want to talk about is that level of desensitization and that what happens when this does become normal. And I think the fact that I want to talk about why it's become normal, and I want to talk about, you know, why we resolve ourselves to it, because it's the same thing. You know, once something becomes a part of your daily routine, the fact of the matter is you are less surprised by it. I mean, that's what desensitization is. Like, you are no longer sensitive to it because you expect it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you, let's say, okay, you ran out of food and you couldn't get any food for a couple of days and you know, you couldn't eat for a day or two. You know, that would probably shock you. But if you lived in an area where that was normal, meaning that, you, let's say you're a hunter-gatherer society or you live in poverty or whatever, and you might become desensitized to, well, I'm not going to eat today. You know what I'm saying? So that's how, no matter how crazy these situations are, eventually human beings are designed to become used to their environment. That's how we've survived this long. That's how we've evolved. So the problem now is, of course, I mean, there's a lot to this big, huge issue. The problem is, the biggest problem is that this is America. This is what, you know, I'm going to quote, I mean, the last Childish Gambino song, which spoke to this mm-hmm. very topic. Yeah. This is America.
Right.
We live in a culture where kids shoot kids. And I want to talk to you about this earlier, but not just in the inner cities.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an inner city drug thing.
No.
This is not a, quote, minority thing. It's easy to ignore these things when they're not happening in your area.
Right.
But this is happening in suburbs all around the country on a regular basis.
Right.
And right now, I don't know what the date is today. It's May something. A month from now, it's going to happen again.
Of course.
It's going to happen
again. That's what
again.
I think, too.
This is America.
Mm-hmm.
And now we live in a culture where school shootings are a part of the fabric of our society.
Right. And my kid is about to be a senior in high school. She's mm-hmm. currently a junior.
Exactly.
You're going to have kids, well, they're in school, but I'm saying they're going to be
married
in high school.
My daughter will be in middle school in 2 years.
You know what? I shouldn't even limit it to high school because Newtown. I mean, yeah. Newtown was an elementary school. So, you know, churches, the Texas church.
Exactly. Churches.
You know, movie theaters. We had the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado.
And not just in back. Like, quote, crime-ridden areas. This
right.
is everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are we doing, dude? Like, why are we missing it? You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I feel like, I feel like this is I mean, there's all truth behind this, but something like this happens. I get. By the way, I got Trump's tweet here. It says,
"Okay, yeah, well, I did not read that. So what did he say?
So Trump's first tweet when the story broke was, quote, school shooting in Texas. Early reports not looking good. God bless all. That was his quote. So that's the president. But generally speaking, the president and everyone else in power, and even celebrities who are, you know, not gun advocates, you know, thoughts and prayers. We've talked about that before. Moment of silence, you know, all this crap. But that doesn't do anything. Because like you said, a month from now, there'll be another one.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are we doing to stop the next one?
Yeah.
And that's what of course, it happening is horrible. And that frustrates me as well. It makes me sad. But what makes me more sad is that we didn't address it after Vegas in October to maybe limit the possibility of this happening again in May, which is 7 months later. So I don't know, man. I don't even really know what to say about it, except that it's just really, really frustrating.
Now, here's one of the things that I think, especially at this point, is coming more and more and more and more to light. And this is part of the desensitization of it, is and the normality of it, is it's so ingrained into who we are that it's going to take a lot of self-examination and a lot of effort to move forward and correct this problem and to try to move past what's going on, because it is a gun thing, but it's not just a gun thing. It is a mental health thing, but it's not just a mental health thing. It is a societal thing, but it's not just that. Like, it's part of who we are. And I think what happens to people like you, people like me, people like everyone, is you start to think, is it worth it? Is it worth me getting riled up about? Because you start to feel helpless. You know, like, is it so ingrained into who we are that we can't change it?
Right.
And that's the thing. I think a lot.
It's going to take a long time.
I think a lot, because emotions, and I think about the last, like, I think you got really emotional after Vegas. I think we both did. It's taxing to be emotional. It's taxing to be compassionate. It's taxing to let all this in. So when you start to think you can't do anything about it, you start to put up walls, and that's part of the desensitization. It becomes normal. Like, I can't do anything about that. Because you don't want to get emotional every single time about it. Like, you don't want to let it in, because it increases the helplessness.
And to be fair,
I think a lot of us are like you right now. Like, well, what are we going to do? Like, there's nothing we can do about this.
Right.
They're not going to change any laws.
It's going to take decades, brother. It's going to take decades.
Yeah.
To your point, and to be fair, you know, guns are a huge part of the problem. You had that analogy about, you know, if one particular car was the only car that was causing deaths, you would take that car off the market.
Of course. That's the first thing. It's the easiest. That's the most obvious thing.
With that being said, and to be fair, this guy, the shooter here in Texas, used a shotgun and a revolver that were legally owned by his father.
Okay.
So in that case, if his dad didn't have a background that would be iffy to being a gun owner, and then, like I said, this kid didn't really have any warning signs except for a T-shirt that he wore.
Yeah.
You know, how are you going to prevent that?
And that's that's what I mean when I say it's ingrained into who we are in our culture, that you start to we need to start looking deeper. I mean, because guns are a part of the problem, but they're not the whole problem. Because, like we've talked about before, you're not going to get rid of all the guns. You know, I think one day we'll live in a society that doesn't need guns, but we're not going to do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just what you said a minute ago, I think for some reason really hit me, that it's going to take some time, but we have to start now with the deconstruction of our society, the deconstruction of the fabric of who we are, and examining and looking at, why is this happening? What's going on? Mm-hmm. And like, what's happening? Like, why? Why? I mean, the thing, if you go into a school, if you premeditate and go into a school and start killing people, there is a level of brokenness and anger ingrained into you. And Vegas was not a child. Vegas was a grown man who was working, he's working in an office somewhere. So there is something going on in the fabric of our nation that's causing this.
Well, let me tell you about the fabric of that nation. Let me tell you about it. Now, something that came out of this story while it was happening, and I want to mention this because I feel like it encapsulates the fabric of, Childish Gambino said, this is America.
This is America.
So while the drama was unfolding on the morning of the shooting, a flag-toting man wearing a Make America Great Again hat and a pistol on his holster on his side suddenly appeared outside the school and was pacing around the school.
The same school?
Yeah.
Whoa!
While the cops were responding to the shooting. And let's see, one of the gentlemen that was there, like one of the parents who had arrived on the scene, said, this idiot is walking down the street with a pistol by his side. I believe in the Second Amendment, but this is a crime scene. This is like a slap in the face, unquote. But what I wanted to say is that dude right there, that particular gentleman, was probably a resident in this community.
Do you think he was saying
that? And he was like, probably like, I'm going to go down there. And I'm a cowboy. If I can get a good look at this guy, I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they always say that the good guys had guns. You know, that's... So he probably thinks he's a good guy with a gun. That'd be my guess. But that is my point. He's got a Trump hat on. He was toting an American flag. I mean, this is America, brother. This guy is like the poster boy for, quote, this is America. He's showing up to a shooting with a gun with an American flag. You know, I'm not trying to like do a stereotype thing here.
Yeah.
But
there is
to me, this is part of the root of the problem.
Let's break that down, because that's interesting. Let's think about that, because... You know, this guy with a gun killed a bunch of, you know, innocent people. So you have, a young person with a gun who kills. And this other gentleman shows up and thinks the solution to that problem is a gun and death. And, like, that's not a solution to the problem. Yes, let's just say for the sake of argument, he ran in there and he put a cap in that guy's ass. Let's just say he did that. Okay, that shooter's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Do you think the problem's over?
No.
Do you think you stopped the problem?
No.
You've just killed another person.
In fact, you probably made it worse, because then you're going to, you know, electrify a bunch of other gun owners that think, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can be a hero, too. I'm going to start showing up with my gun.
You know, more guns is not ever the answer.
No,
more
but
death.
People think it is.
More guns, more death. More guns, more death. But I mean, it's you have to deconstruct it. You have to move backwards. This is kind of a spiritual principle I live by. And I don't know if everyone's going to understand it, but I'm going to have to say it anyway, because I feel like I have to. The solution to problems is never about more. It's always about less. It's never about adding something. It's always about taking away something. Because when a problem exists, we think, well, we need to add to it. No, you need to take the problem away. Mm-hmm. You need to deconstruct it and realize what, let's say it's a building. We have this building, there's a problem with the building. You don't add more to the building. Let's just put more windows, more molder, more brick. No. Deconstruct the building, find out where the problem is and take it away and rebuild it.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about the construction of our country. There is a problem within it. There's something going on. There's something that's triggering this. And the guns are a part of it. I don't want to say that guns are all of it. Guns are a part of it. But there's something within this construction that's wreaking havoc.
Right.
That we need to break it down. It's self-examination. It's asking, well, what, you know, am I part of the problem? What, you know, who am I? How am I constructed by society? You know exactly. You know, so I mean, it's.
I agree. Last thing I want to mention, and then we can wrap up, because, like I said, it's just really frustrating to even have to talk about it, and unfortunately, I feel like we probably will sooner than later again. But I just wanted to mention J.J. Watt, who is an NFL star for the Houston Texans.
Oh, I love J.J. Watt. We've talked about him before on the show for this very same reason.
Obviously close to where this happened in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
But he has offered to pay for the funerals of all 10 victims.
Yeah.
Administrators have been notified that the Houston Texans defensive end will personally pay for the funerals of all the victims of the shooting. A little bright light there.
You know why that's amazing? Because I'm sure JJ, my man JJ, double JJ squared, I'm sure he knows this. What's he solving by paying for funerals?
Yeah.
Not much, but he's doing what he can.
Right.
And I think that is a lesson to all of us. Mm-hmm. You know what? There's always something you can do.
It's
He's not saying, well, you know what? I'm going to show up and I'm going to kill somebody and I'm going to do this. No. He's saying, you know what? These people are hurting. These people are grieving. I'm going to reach out and say, we're all in this together.
Right. It's like,
so he's doing what he can.
It's like the one less gun thing. You know,
everybody, we all can do something.
Turning in your gun, one less gun, does that really do anything? No, but it is a symbol for what could do something.
Exactly.
You know, and you are doing something that you can do, because you can only do what you can do.
Yes.
I mean, you can't.
Peace.
You can't change the laws by snapping your fingers or wishing it.
If you want peace, you need to be peace.
So what can you do?
You need to create some peace.
Right, right.
It's not about more violence. It's not about more guns. Like I said, and just to wrap this discussion up, and I want to say to all of you out there listening, I know we haven't solved this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Gerald and I right now haven't really said anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
All we've said is,
this is our frustration.
We need to examine our own complacency. We need to examine our own desensitization, because this is the norm.
Yep.
And when it's the norm, Like, let's just say in your life, you know, I'm angry every day. Well, that's your norm. Well, you need to get down deep and figure out why that's your norm. Mm-hmm. In a minute, this is like a Childish Gambino. This is America. This is America. This is what's happening. It's part of our culture. No one can deny it anymore. This is happening. It's going to keep happening. So we really need to get in deep and examine what parts of our culture and our people makes this a problem.
Right, right. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, that's all. And, you know?
I agree. All right. And nothing else that I can say that I haven't already said.
Yeah.
Just a very sad and frustrating time in our country because, it, like you said, it's normalized. It's desensitized. It is what it is. And it's probably going to happen again. So. Yeah. All right, let's get lighter, buddy. You want to? Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll get into our pop culture stuff. We got some kind of weird, kind of like Did you ever see the Dumb Criminals show?
No, I know what you're talking about. We have a couple of
dumb criminal stories that I wanted to mention. So let's take a quick podcast promo break, and then when we come back, we'll get into that, Andy.
I like that.
Hi, this is Hannah from the Film Rose Podcast.
Hi, I'm Jen.
My name's Vanessa.
Hi, my name is Stacy, and I listen to Our Americana because it reminds me how important community is.
Because it tells the stories of people and places in small-town America that we'd never get to hear about anywhere else.
I love hearing about parts of our country that I didn't even know existed.
And the reason I listen to Our Americana is for the stories. Stories of average Americans, stories that I otherwise may have never heard.
I liked hearing about the younger generation moving back home to these small towns or moving out of these big cities because they were so passionate about community.
The podcast has definitely inspired me to want to visit America. Despite being such a huge nation, it is clearly the people and communities which give it its heart and soul.
Not only is Josh a great narrator, but he's a great listener. He's very good at capturing the essence of people and the essence of a small town.
Our Americana changes the way I look at America. It's not just my little town with my little struggles.
Josh tells stories I didn't even know I needed to hear and gives small town America a platform to shine.
Welcome back in, Two Peas on a Podcast. I think it's episode 71.
What are we doing here? How long have we been here talking? I feel like I've been talking to you for a very long time.
We'll wrap up
in
here.
In a good way.
We'll wrap up here our last few minutes. We're talking about some pop culture stuff. Weird news stories.
Weird. Huh?
So there was a man accused of driving his lawnmower drunk. And cutting someone else's yard.
Do you ever cut the yard drunk? Do you ever drink?
No, I don't cut my own yard.
Okay.
I hire a drunk guy to cut my yard.
Exactly. Is this the guy you hired?
Maybe. I don't know.
All I can say is he's not getting paid by me anymore.
Let's see. On Saturday, officers pulled over Berry Ridge of Franklin, Indiana.
Okay.
While he was driving down a road. On his red lawnmower.
Just riding down the road.
The Franklin,
woo, that's America.
The Franklin PD received a complaint early Saturday evening from someone upset that Ridge drove onto their yard and started mowing their grass.
Why would you complain about that?
And then he headed down the road.
Well, why would you complain about that?
I was going to say.
If someone showed up and started cutting my grass,
I guess because it woke him up. It was like 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, it was the middle of the night?
Yeah, so maybe that's why, but I'd be like, yeah, go ahead and finish.
Exactly. That's the question. Did they call the police after he finished?
Say, let him finish the yard. Wait.
Honey, I'm calling the cops. No. Give him 10 minutes.
This will save my Saturday. Let him finish this.
You just walk. You know what you do? You walk out there and you put down a beer and like a weed eater.
You need a beer, brother?
So I'll do the edging.
Fire him up a beer and a koozie. Exactly. Here you go, man. Finish it up, brother. Oh, God. They said this was not the first time he's been arrested for driving drunk on his lawnmower.
Oh, my goodness.
He was arrested in a Kroger parking lot earlier this year.
Dude, man.
For causing a disturbance on his lawnmower.
Oh, man. You got to hide. When you start drinking, hide the keys to the mower.
I was going to say, somebody needs to get the lawnmower from him. All right. How about this one, brother?
Okay.
Let me finish the headline here. So the headline is, a woman is in jail. She went to jail. Here's what happened. Okay. She sent 65,000 individual text messages to a gentleman after just one date.
How is that possible?
65,000.
I don't know if that's possible.
Have I sent that many in my life?
No, 65,000.
To everybody I know, I don't think I've sent that many.
Would you feel kind of good about that, though? Like, wow, this girl really likes me.
Hey, man, the date went well, brother.
But see, no, I don't.
Tinder works.
I could almost understand 600, maybe 6,000.
You can understand that?
65,000? Yes. No, I can understand the possibility of being able to do it.
So police arrested 31-year-old.
How do you do that? Just hit repeat.
Police arrested 31-year-old Jacqueline Aides after finding her in this man's bathtub. According to investigators, she had met the guy online about a year ago, but she will not leave him alone. Court documents say that Aides sent the victim about 500 messages per day, which included disturbing ones like, I want to wear your body parts and bathe in your blood.
Whoa! Okay.
Officers say they found a butcher knife in her car when she was most recently arrested on charges of threatening and stalking him.
Dude.
From jail, aides told reporters that she thought the man was her soulmate. Quote, I was looking for my angel. My psychic told me I would meet an angel. Unquote. You weren't her psychic, were you? You didn't do this, did you?
No,
you're not her spiritual leader, are you?
I'm not taking...
So anyway, how you feel, brother? So what are you doing if you're getting 65? 500 text messages a day from a woman in your... They end up finding in your bathtub. How you feel? Hey, Tinder works.
I got to get off that dating.
That's a match.
That's a good. I got to get off that dating site.
I don't know.
Wow, 65,000.
Yeah,
I guess. Oh, now I can understand over a year, 500 a day.
I wouldn't even do this to Taylor, brother. I wouldn't even send her this many.
What? You'd stop at 6,000?
Nah, I'd stop it. Yeah, I'd stop it. When the cops showed up, I'd be like, "All right, I'm done.
I'm done. I'm good. I'm good, guys."
All right, let's see here. Well, we're talking about kind of like stupid criminal stuff. So that's a couple. Here's another one. So a woman. People were wilding out last week, brother, while you were gone. Maybe they didn't have the podcast. They didn't know what to do. They started fucking freaking out, doing all this weird shit. A woman was caught on camera pooping, taking a dump on the floor of a Tim Hortons restaurant, and then throwing the feces as an employee.
I like that you said pooping and taking a dump. Like I didn't know what the first one meant.
You want to hear the rest of this? Or is that enough?
Wait.
So according to a restaurant,
why'd you do this?
According to a statement from Tim Hortons, the incident took place after an employee denied the woman access to their restroom based on, quote, past behavior of those in the restroom.
The employee obviously knew who this lady was because, I mean, my goodness.
Tim Hortons has a restricted access policy for restrooms to ensure the well-being of our guests. So surveillance video of the incident posted on social media shows the woman arguing with the employee. And then when she wouldn't let her in the bathroom, she pulled her pants down and started defecating. And then she ended up throwing the excrement at the employee and then grabbed a fistful of napkins to wipe herself. All this in the dining room of the establishment. How you feel? What are you doing if this is happening in your restaurant, brother?
I don't know.
You know what? One time I did walk in on a gentleman when I worked at a restaurant in Charlotte. I walked in on at our public, you know, dining room restroom there where all the guests use. And I walked in, there was a homeless man there washing his nuts in the sink. That's the closest I've been to this. And I just said, you know what? I'll come back later. I'll hold it. That's what I said. How do you feel? I mean, what do you got to say about this? You got anything to say about it?
I have nothing to say. I don't know why.
You're just speechless.
Why would you do this?
I don't know. Like, why? I mean, she wouldn't let her use the bathroom. She had to take a shit.
She was angry.
What are you doing?
I guess when you got to go, you got
to
go.
You going outside, going to the bushes? What are you doing?
I'm going to find a different restaurant. Yeah. You're in.
But if this comes, sometimes I got that puppy dog coming out of the butt there. You know, like a puppy dog nose sticking out. Sometimes I got to let it fly, brother. Would you just shit yourself?
No, I'd find a different place. I'm not going to wait that long.
You wouldn't sit on the floor to die.
No. I'd find a different place.
You're so like,
I said, well, give me a Diet Coke to go.
I got one for you. How about this?
So now I'm a customer.
I got, now, if you are shitting in your pants, I got something here for you.
Okay.
If you're thinking about shitting in your pants. A Danish company called Organic Basics.
What does this have to do with defecation?
Well, it's kind of a segue. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So Organic Basics is a company in Denmark that is inventing underwear you can wear for weeks.
Weeks?
Without washing them.
I don't know if I'd want that.
Now, my wife's going to be interested in this because she does Norwex, which is like a company for cleaning cloths and whatnot, and they use similar technology. So here's what they say.
How is that possible?
Here's what they say. They say our business is sustainable. The traditional way of buying, wearing, washing, and throwing away overpriced underwear is a terrible waste of resources, and it is also harmful for the environment. Washing and drying account for 2/3 of the total impact on our environment. And that is why Organic Basics got started with this underwear. The special ingredient is silver. This particular metal is antimicrobial.
You got some silver in your crotch? I don't think that's comfortable.
Which is why NASA uses silver to purify water for astronauts. The underwear comes with a silver formula coating that kills 99.9% of all bacteria and odor in the garment.
Oh, so it wouldn't start stinking after a day.
It says it works. You can wear our underwear much longer before washing them. You can save time and money while we reduce the waste of water and energy.
Hey, I like that. Would you like try that.
This?
Oh, yeah.
Now, my wife does these Norwex. This isn't a plug for Norwex, but they do these Norwex cleaning fiber cloths.
Okay.
Have you seen those or heard of those?
Yes. Yeah.
But anyway, they are pretty amazing because you just wet them. So all you do is add water and then you can clean glass and wood and you don't have to use any chemicals.
Okay.
That's the idea. And they have silver built into the fabric.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it's the same concept.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I feel weird.
You know, we go... there's iPhones out there and they're, you know, automated pizza delivery systems and whatnot. But this is the type of technology I've been waiting for. This is the good stuff.
No,
because it's the simple things. It's moving forward and like, because the idea of washing clothes every single day of, you know, all the stuff we throw away. I mean, that's where technology needs to go with bettering our impact on the world and how many resources we use.
Yeah.
This is technology.
I mean, maybe it's the future, brother. I don't know. What do you call it? I'd rather free ball it, man.
Yeah.
They call it free ball? Commando. I'd rather commando it, man. I don't need this.
I need it.
You need it? You're not doing the commando?
No.
You're not letting the dinghy fly?
I need a little support.
Let it flow, brother. Support. Remember that episode of Seinfeld when Kramer went commando? Yeah. That was awesome.
I'm living free.
I'm out here free and I'm loving every minute of it. I'm like, that's the Kramer right there, buddy. All right. Last couple here. Let's see. We haven't talked about food yet this week, and you know, I got to
talk about
that.
Tim Hortons.
You know, I got to do that. Yeah, we talked about shitting on their floor, but that's not what I'm talking about. So in Ains, in New York City, there's a restaurant called Ainsworth.
Ainsworth, that's a cool. That's like a English butler.
They have recently.
I think Ainsworth was at the royal wedding this past week.
Was he? Maybe they had these at the royal wedding. They have recently added a 24-karat gold buffalo wings to their menu.
Ooh, okay.
Did you see this little video I sent you? So it is marinated in golden butter and buffalo honey.
Okay.
And then gradually coated with an edible gold dust.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
You can get 10 of those wings for $45.
Dude.
20 wings for 90.
No, I'm not taking 10 wings for 40 bucks.
My thing is, brother.
Come on.
My thing with
you would
this
pay
is,
for that?
No, God, no, I wouldn't pay for this. My thing with
wings
this
are
is,
like 10 cents a wing at BW3.
And my thing with this is, it's a little bit, this is also America, right?
Yeah.
This is America.
We have way too much
because
money.
We got people that can't eat on the street that, you know, are eating trash.
Interesting.
And meanwhile, you got people going in here and spending $90 on 10 wings.
You know what? Honestly, I'm not going to get too deep, but I mean, you have actually really gotten into deep into one of the ailments in our society. Is that we actually believe that money makes us happy. And we have no idea that it doesn't. We think that if I follow this road, we think that, oh, $45 wings, that'll make me happy. No, that's not going to make you happy.
It's going to make you look like an idiot.
We have no.
It's going to make you look like a moron.
That's probably the only reason they make them. This company started making these wings just so they can make fun of people come to buy them. Like, yeah, I'll take 10 of those wings.
We got another order for these wings over at table 12.
Hey, look at table 12. Another, he's actually buying the wings.
Another idiot with a sweater vest tied around his neck. Let's
it's
get him out
the
there.
Same wings with a little gold dust. And we charge you $40, making a killing.
All right, so this is the last
this
one.
This is America.
This is the last one.
This is America.
And you cannot make this shit up, brother. Okay. This is the headline. There is an active sinkhole at the White House, and it is growing. That's the headline. Yeah. So you know those sinkholes are popping up. You've seen them, right?
Yeah,
where like a hole in the earth, basically.
Yeah.
And
sinkhole.
Like,
I know
it's
a sinkhole.
Like a, you know, over torrential rain and that kind of thing.
I know sinkholes.
So the sinkhole was spotted on the White House's north lawn, not far from the entrance to the briefing room, which is ironic, too. That's usually where Sarah Huckabee Sanders is giving her little spiel. Groundskeepers quickly surrounded the hole with cones and caution tape. Quote, Washington, D.C. received measurable rain 8 consecutive days, said weather.com meteorologist. The total for that period of time was 6.4 inches, which is more than 2 inches greater than the average of rainfall for the whole month. And they got it in a week. Several White House reporters shared images of the sinkhole on social media. So do you feel like this is kind of like God like going, yeah, you guys are fucking going down here. This is not good. You need to hurry up and get to, what year is it? Did you hurry up and get to 2020? You're a religious guy. You say this is a little,
this is not
you
God,
think this is a little like kind of fate thing in here?
No, this is not God. I mean, everything
But this shit writes itself, right? Yeah. I mean, the White House
it's
is
beautiful.
On a sinkhole.
It's beautiful.
I mean, right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So. How do you feel about it?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you got anything you want to say about it?
God doesn't respond like that.
I mean, I know. What do you want to say about it? Not what does God
what do
want to
I
say,
want to
about,
say about it? Well, I mean, the only thing I guess I could say is we got to respect our home. We got to, I mean, because, yeah. I mean, we are.
Ooh, I got a good loop for
we
you.
Are fleas on the back of a dog, and the dog will shake us off if
that,
we get too
our,
much. If we start
fair.
Biting too much.
I think my.
But I mean, I think that's the lesson here. You got to respect your environment, you know?
I feel that, brother. So I got a loop for you.
We don't own this place. We live on it.
That's so deep, man. You do that, you know? You bring the heat on that, brother.
Do I bring the gold dust heat?
You bring the gold dust wings, brother. All right, so listen, I got a loop for you.
Okay.
What is the best weather event or force of nature that you would use to describe the Trump White House?
I would have to say a blizzard.
I was wondering if we were going to match here. We didn't, though.
And here's the thing. Here's why a blizzard. You could say a hurricane. You could say a tornado or whatever. Here's why a blizzard. Because it's subtle, but you can't see anything.
Yeah.
That's why a blizzard.
Because
in a blizzard, you're in a fog.
Yeah.
You're in a fog of snow, and you can't see where you're going. You don't know what's going on.
I feel that, brother.
With the Trump White House, it almost reminds me of the Texas shooting. Mm. It's not, I don't want to say it's that bad, but like, I've almost given up. I don't care what's going on with Trump right now.
Is it 2020 yet?
I'm tired of asking them questions. I'm tired of wondering because you know what? They're not going to say anything.
You know what's ironic?
It's a cloud.
What's ironic about
They've done their job. I don't care anymore. It's a cloud.
And I know we've had the deep discussion already, but my wife and I were talking this morning about what our one deep topic should be this week. I told her, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to talk about.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I don't want to talk about shootings anymore, and I don't want to talk about Trump anymore. And I go, yeah, me neither.
Exactly. Because we're, we're tired of
it. It's a very similar kind of like boat there. Well, mine was a volcano. And I said, because it's slowly erupting, you're not sure what's inside, but when it blows, destruction.
Bam. Brother. That's good.
All right, so let me...
volcano, I guess that's a force of nature. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I knew what I did. Plus, volcanoes have been in the news lately because in Hawaii, you've seen all those devastating volcanoes that are erupting out there. All right, let's bring in STP, man. I'm going to let you give us your final thought, brother.
I actually have done this final thought before, but I think today it's very important to remind you that there's always something you can do. You are never helpless. When these big things, these big world events happen, like school shootings and tsunamis, we always feel helpless, but you always can do something. You want to create an environment of peace, love, and joy, then you have to become that and give peace, love, and joy in your life. If you are giving love in every interaction, you are doing all that you can. All that you can. And that's all you have to do. That's all you're responsible for. If you're giving love, you are giving enough.
I love it, brother. And I love you. And you love me, I'm glad you're back. Was it like 3 weeks? Yes. It's too long.
Well, there was a sinkhole in my yard, so I couldn't get out of the house.
He had a little moat around there. we did a bonus while you were gone. We did 80s TV theme songs. And I told you tonight.
What was number one? You haven't released it yet?
Yeah, I re-released it. Mine was Cheers. Cheers is a good one, right?
That's a good one.
And then we're doing 90s grunge rock songs tonight.
Ooh, this is a good one.
This is a good one. This might have a little something to do with that because I've been doing a lot of research. But anyway, come back next week.
I'll be here.
Let's do number 72 next week. And hit us up on Twitter, guys. 2Ps on a pod. TWO spelled out. And you can find all our info in the show notes.
Check them out.
Joss Whedon. Yeah. We got the retraction in before we got hit up.
That was the director of Firefly and then Serenity. Also, I think Avengers, the first
Thank
one.
Thank you for doing Joss the retraction before Whedon. We got murdered on Joss social media.
Whedon. I know Michael's on his phone typing away like, hey, come on, it's Joss Whedon.
Oh, God.
Will Whedon, it was the guy in Star Trek. You don't know what you're talking about. All right. Get off the air.
All right, Peasy. I'll see you next week.
Peasy, I'll be here.
Thank you for listening to Two Peas on a Podcast. The views and opinions expressed were solely those of the hosts and are not necessarily shared by our distributors or hosting companies. Visit twopeasonapod.com for more info.
You've been listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production. Support and subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.